Versioning tracks during arrangement experiments, intermediate level, drum and bass in Ableton Live. Let's get it. If you make DNB, you already know the problem. The arrangement is where the magic happens, but it's also where great ideas disappear. You try a different drop length, a new fill, a halftime flip, a double drop, and suddenly your session is a mess. You can't get back to the best take, or you're afraid to commit, because you might lose something. So in this lesson, I'm going to give you a repeatable, professional versioning workflow that moves at DNB speed. We're going to cover three layers of versioning: full song versions, section versions, and micro versions. And we'll build one of my favorite tools, an arrangement sandbox inside the same project, so you can slash B options fast without trashing your main timeline. First, set yourself up so comparisons are actually meaningful. Before you version anything, standardize the grid. Drum and bass lives and dies by phrasing and energy curve. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic range, 172 to 176. Then set global quantization to 1 bar. That way, when you launch or move stuff around, it snaps musically instead of drifting into weird half-bar accidents. Now go into arrangement view. Right-click on the timeline at bar starts and add locators for a typical DNB map. Something like intro 16, build 16, drop 32, break 32, drop 232, outro 16. Even if your track won't end up exactly like that, adding landmarks makes your versions comparable. You're basically giving your future self a map. Quick coach note: decide your versioning unit before you start. In DNB, most arrangement decisions should be judged in 8-bar or 16-bar blocks. Micro changes like a 1-bar fill belong in micro version tools. Structural changes belong in 8s and 16s. Full forks become new sets. That rule alone keeps you from spiraling. Now, step 1. Song level versioning with save live set as. This is where most people either do nothing and regret it, or they save as every 5 minutes and drown in files. The pro middle ground is this: save as when the direction changes. In Ableton, go to File, Save Live Set As. Use a naming format that is searchable and tells the truth. Track name underscore BPM underscore V01. Then V02 with a hint of what changed, like alt break, double drop, halftime drop 2. Anything that makes sense when you see it later. What counts as direction change in DNB? Changing drop length from 32 to 48. Adding or removing a fake drop. Switching the feel from rolling to halftime in drop 2. Replacing the main bass approach, like switching from a live rack to a resampled workflow. Or rewriting the drum groove in a major way. You're not trying to preserve every tiny tweak. You're preserving forks in the road. Step 2. Build an arrange sandbox inside the same live set. This is the big workflow upgrade for intermediate producers, because it lets you experiment without committing, but it still keeps everything in one project so you don't lose momentum. Here's how it works. Scroll to the right, past the end of your song in arrangement view. Add a locator called sandbox. Now take the section you're working on, for example drop 1, maybe bars 49 through 81, and copy it. Paste it at the sandbox location. Now you create lanes of variations across time. Think of it like a little testing lab. Leave a 1-bar gap between versions so your ear resets, and so you can loop cleanly. Add locators for each version. SBX drop A AUB, SBX drop A alt drums, SBX drop A alt bass, SBX drop A switch up. Now the key benefit: you can /B by just clicking locators. No hunting, no guessing, no wait, which one was the good one? Extra teacher tip: keep these sandbox versions different by one main concept each. If you change drums, bass, fills, and effects all at once, you'll never know what actually improved it. One concept per version makes your decisions fast. Step 3. Duplicate time, not tracks. This is one of the most DNB-specific pieces of advice in the whole lesson. In drum and bass, the groove is the relationship between drums, bass, and effects. If you copy only the bass track and edit it, you're not really testing the drop. You're testing bass in isolation, and that can lie to you. Instead, click-drag the timeline ruler to select the whole time range of the section, like a full 16 or 32 bars, then hit duplicate, Command or Control D. That creates a V2 of the section in context, with everything interacting exactly the same way until you change it. This is perfect for things like trying different fills in the last 2 bars of a phrase, changing bass call and response in the second 16, or testing density changes without breaking the groove. Step 4. Microversions using take lanes. Take lanes are not just for vocals. They're insanely good for DNB fills, bass turnarounds, and break edits. Pick a target track, maybe your Amen break track, your tops loop, or your resampled bass audio. Right-click the track header and choose Show Take Lanes. Now duplicate the clip or the small region into multiple lanes and create alternatives. Think in 1 to 4 bars here. Fill A might be a classic snare roll into crash. Fill B might be chopped break with a quick tape stop. Fill C might be minimal, leaving space for the impact and letting the sub breathe. Then comp the best bits. You can literally choose the best one bar moment from each idea and assemble the perfect phrase ending. Advanced idea while you're here. Do phrase and identity tests. Make 4 alternatives for the last 2 bars of bar 15 to 16 or 31 to 32. Hard stop, tape down, snare flam plus impact, break chop spill. In DNB, those last 2 bars often decide whether the whole drop feels pro or meh. Step 5. Track versions in Ableton using Duplicate, Group, and Deactivate. Ableton doesn't have a dedicated track version feature like some DAWs, so we build a clean workaround. Group your core elements first. Make a drum bus group. Make a bass bus group. Then duplicate the entire group when you want an alternate version. Rename clearly. Bass bus B1 Reese. Bass bus B2 Wobble. Something like that. Now here's the rule. Only one version active at a time. Use the zero key to deactivate the group you're not using. That keeps CPU under control and prevents phase issues and sub chaos from multiple bases playing together. This method is also great because routing stays consistent. Your sends, sidechains, and premaster chain don't break every time you try a new base approach. Step 6. Lock down routing so versioning doesn't collapse your mix. Versioning fails when routing is messy, so use a simple, stable template. Kick, snare, break, tops all feed into drum bus. All bass layers feed into bass bus. Drum bus and bass bus both feed into a premaster. Premaster feeds master. On drum bus, stock devices like drum bus, clue compressor, and EQ8 are perfect. On bass bus, saturator, EQ8, and a compressor for sidechain. On premaster, a temporary limiter for safety and a spectrum for sanity checks. The big stability move is sidechain. Put it on the bass bus, keyed from the kick track. Then all your bass versions inherit the same sidechain behavior, and you can judge writing choices without the pumping changing every time. Step 7. Labeling and color coding, because speed comes from navigation. If your session is labeled like Audio 17 and MIDI 9, you will not version confidently. Name your locators like Drop 1A, Drop 1B, Drop 1 Alt End. Name your clips like Amen 16 Shuffle V2, Top Loop Open Hat Less, Reese Call Response V3. And color code by category. Warm colors for drums, green for bass, purple for FX, cooler colors for Atmos. It sounds basic, but it turns your project into an instrument you can play quickly. Now a couple coach tools that will level you up instantly. Make a slash B comparisons fair with a reference meter track. Create an audio track called REDF meter. Drop in a reference tune or even your own older bounce. Put utility on it and turn it down until it matches your premaster loudness. Then toggle solo on and off. This keeps you from choosing the version that's just louder or has more hype effects. Next, use freeze like a snapshot. Freezing isn't only CPU management. If you're about to overhaul a bass rack, freeze first. It's like taking a photo of the sound. Later you can flatten if you want to commit or unfreeze if you need to revise. It's the perfect middle step between keep everything live forever and print everything and panic. Also, create a decision log inside Live. Add a dedicated track called Notes. Make an empty MIDI clip, rename it, and write one line per experiment, like V2 halftime last 8 feels heavier but kills forward push. V3 switch up works, impacts too loud. This stops the endless loop of retesting ideas you already rejected. Step 8. Commit your best versions with resampling, the DNB way. When you've chosen a winner, especially for bass, printing can make everything faster and more creative. Create an audio track called Bass Print. Set its input to resampling or directly from your bass bus. Record the best 16 or 32 bars. Consolidate it and name it clearly, like Bass Print Drop 1 V3. Now you're free to do classic DNB and audio moves. Reverse tiny bits, slice it into a drum rack, add redux, overdrive, auto filter, corpus, whatever gives motion. Resampling is basically versioning in audio form. Quick sound design extra that works amazingly. Print the mid, keep the sub live, keep a stable SUB sign track, so your low end stays consistent, and only print or resample the mid bass. That gives you arrangement freedom without sacrificing sub authority. Let's hit common mistakes so you can dodge them. Don't create too many full project versions. Use the sandbox and take lanes first, then save as when it's a real fork. Don't skip naming. Untitled 7 is where good ideas go to die. Don't copy only one track when testing a drop. Duplicate the whole time range so the groove relationship stays intact. Don't A/B test at different loudness. Level match with utility or faders. And don't let multiple bass versions play together. Deactivate unused groups with 0. Now your mini practice exercise. This is the 15 to 25 minute drill that builds the habit. Take your current 32 bar drop. Copy it into the sandbox 3 times and label them. SBX drop V1 AUG. SBX drop V2 half time last 8. SBX drop V3 more breaks. In V2, switch the last 8 bars to a halftime feel. Sare on 3. Keep the bass the same. The point is to hear what the groove change does to momentum without changing everything. In V3, add 2 to 4 break chops, like Amen edits, in bars 9 to 16 and 25 to 32. You can do it manually or with subtle beat repeat, but keep it controlled. Now A/B using locators. Level match the drum bus and bass bus. Pick a winner fast, and when you pick it, commit it properly. Save list set as with the winner name, like track name 174 V0 for selected drop. One last pro level mindset. Use a 2-pass experiment rule. First pass, generate 3 to 5 options quickly with minimal polish. Second pass, polish only the top 1 or 2. That's how you keep momentum and actually finish tracks. Recap to lock it in. Save as for major direction changes. Use an arrangement sandbox for fast section experiments. Duplicate time ranges to keep the DNB groove relationship intact. Use take lanes for fills, riffs, and chop variations. Create track versions by duplicating groups and deactivating the unused ones. Keep routing stable with drum bus, bass bus, and premaster. Label and color code aggressively so you can move fast. And when you've chosen, resample and commit. If you want, tell me your current structure, like how many bars your intro, build, and drop are, and whether you're going for roller, neuro, or jungle. I'll suggest 3 strong, 1 concept arrangement versions you can test in your sandbox right away.